one kid in 69 seconds. I mean, to me, that sounds like a huge number. Is that a higher demand than what you guys usually face?
Well, we normally have about 6,500 contacts a week from children and young people. So at the moment, we're averaging about 9,000. So wow. Over the last month or so, we've certainly seen a surge. And I guess it's what we would expect. These are challenging times.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you find is concerning kids the most at the moment?
Well, for our younger contacts, so between 5 and 12, it's really related to family relationships. There's a lot of stress in families, and I guess a lot of economic stress now as we see parents potentially facing unemployment or not being able to work, families having to spend a lot more time together, kids not being able to go to school. And then for the older cohort, because Kids Helpline's 5 to 25 year olds, so a sort of the millennial age, it's much more about the impact on their lives. They too are facing unemployment, challenges related to going to uni, to school, not being able to keep in contact and do all the social things that young people like to do and, of course, have the right to do. So these are all really challenging times.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I fall in the age group that can contact the Kids Helpline, and I know personally it's been really tough. Not being able to go out and chat to people and engage in the social, that's so important to us. How are you guys kind of managing this huge kind of influx of calls at the moment?
Well, one of the things we were fortunate to be able to do is we brought a new counselling centre on based out of Sydney last week. We'd been planning that from late last year, so it was really good timing to be able to do so. So that effectively means we've actually got more counsellors now, more bums on seats, so to speak. All of our counsellors are professionals, they're social workers, they're psychologists. We want to make sure that young people are getting the best advice and support that they can. We're also doing additional recruitment right now to bring on more counsellors. And that's really the best way that we can cope with demand. The other thing we really try to do is make sure we get information out to kids and young people. So we use our social channels, our Instagram, our Facebook, and of course the Kids Helpline website, just to make sure that we're providing tips and helpful hints, so to speak, to give young people the opportunity to really care for themselves and their mates.
Yeah, well, I was going to bring that up, actually. So, having this lockdown, essentially, not that we're supposed to call it that, but what it is at the moment, it must be making, things quite difficult for you guys as an organisation. So you mentioned social. What are you guys trying to do to continue to engage while you can't physically be out there?
Well, one of the benefits we've had is we've been working in the digital space for decades now. So this is the space we know young people like to be, and it's really important for us that we use all the engagement strategies we can. The Kids Helpline website gets millions of unique visitors in a year. Young people using the resources that we've built, following information that our counsellors share back to the organisation about what are the issues that young people are struggling with. And so more recently, we've been making sure that we've updated our materials and getting information out about anxiety and how to manage stress, because we know this isn't a time where we're going to see anxiety particularly become elevated. And because we don't know when this is all going to end and we don't know what the outcome of that is going to be. I guess right now we do know that young people largely are going to struggle to get back to them with some of those casual jobs that they might have had, and what's that going to mean for them in the long run. So we're really looking to use the information that we get from having so many contacts with young people to make sure that we build resources that are right for them.
And I think this is the question that will be on a lot of people who are listening minds. What can parents and guardians do to kind of help their kids at the moment when, they're possibly struggling with their own anxieties?
Well, I think we've got to create a space where people feel very comfortable to talk about how they're feeling and not try to lock it away and make out that, they can cope and that they can manage. And we need to make sure that we don't make light sometimes of the way that people might be expressing their concern. I think that it's healthy to have dialogue. It's healthy to create spaces to have the conversation. But I also think it's healthy to make sure that we come up with alternative strategies about what to do. Make sure we keep connected to each other. Young people in particular are digital natives. They're great in this space. It can be a great opportunity for them to really teach their parents and their whole their network about how to use the great tools that they are so connected to.
Yeah.
But also making time to get outside, get out and about, don't lose those connections that are so valuable. We may not be able to see each other face to face as we've enjoyed, but there are still many great ways of keeping connected. I think it's been interesting. We've seen things like jigsaw puzzles and others suddenly go flying off the shelves a few weeks ago. But they're all tools about keeping people engaged with each other. We just have to use whatever is available to us. And of course, as much as we can, we shouldn't really overload ourselves with the constant news feeds that come through about the issue. We do need to create a space where we accept what is going on and find what's right for us in the way we manage it.
Tracy, that's good advice. Thank you so much for joining me this morning.
No problem.